Not to throw another pen at you.
I'm here at the quorum. Mike Dunmeyer, Christian Dunmeyer will not be here. Christian Reardon will not be here. We do have a quorum. We'll move on. I move to adopt the amended agenda. I ask for a motion to adopt.
So moved.
Second.
Properly moved and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any against, any abstentions? Unanimous. Convene public hearing. We adopted the agenda. Convene public hearing. The hearing is open. we'll take, this is a hearing to, excuse me. On three expansion of premises for the Starboard by Mr. Montgomery. Starboard opening weekend, March 16th, 2017, running of the Bull on June 24th, 2017, the Dewey Goes Pink on October 7th, 2017.
I just want to request that all of my hearings at 8:30 in the morning on Tuesdays after holiday weekends.
Denied.
With Mark out of town.
Mr. Montgomery, would you like to speak?
Yeah, sure. Oh, how many minutes do I have?
Yeah, three, and then we'll cut that short.
Well, the only change in this year's requests is that we move the bull run to June, and we'll give that a shot this year. I would think that for the indefinite, I'm not going to commit to it, but I think for the future we will try to do them that last weekend of June, as long as, depending on when 4th of July hits, we don't ever want it to be on the starting end of 4th of July weekend.
Sure.
And we wouldn't want to move it to like June 20th if that's because we want kids to be out of school and at the beach. So for this year and the next couple, it looks like it could work well for the last week in June. Everything else, opening weekend is what it is, St. Patty's Day. And Dewey Goes Pink is bigger, and bigger. So yeah. That's the third one. No, I don't think there's anything new to add that's not in the letter that we already have been aware of. I did make a suggestion to the town manager that, not for now today, but down the road, is to talk about maybe approving these things, since they're the same three, it's been 10 years now, is approving them indefinitely with him just to report to you, with him being able to, as long as there's no changes, approve it so that we wouldn't have to have a special hearing just for those three, but that's something to talk about.
The only problem is that affects more than you, not that anyone else.
No, just
asked for them, but
just for these three, since they're 10-year and longer events.
Okay.
It was a thought. If I did a different one, if anybody else did a different one, any changes you can for a public hearing, but that was just a thought.
Sure.
Because I think it's an inconvenience. I think for you guys to have to come in here at 8:30 on Tuesday morning, but. Yeah. Whatever's easiest.
Well, that was my fault. It wasn't posted properly, Mike. It was posted 1 week ahead of time instead of 2 weeks ahead of time, so we had to stretch it out to an extra meeting to make it work out right, because it's P&G zoning issue.
I'm glad, because if not, Jimmy wouldn't have been able to be here and speak against us.
I was going to support those three.
Yeah, right.
Just so everybody knows, the copy of the application and some other paperwork is in the back if you'd like it. It shows all the various responses to the questions that the town gave money.
The only change is when Dewey Goes Pink, Del Dot and I have been arm wrestling, and we're moving it earlier in the morning to 11 a.m. instead of 12, just because, there's the bike to the beach, a bunch of stuff, but that event, as you know, is huge, it's wonderful, it's great, it's $300,000 now, but it's amazing, the coordination. The Bull Run is its own well-coordinated event, but the Dewey Goes Pink is, I think we had 14 state police last year working the event and covering everything, and it's really fun to see as it's growing, we have a lot of other ideas to continue it to grow, make it work for the rest of the businesses in town, getting them involved. Mark and I have ideas for down the road. You know, he likes what it is. And we talked about something like the Arts Festival, where we kind of expand that business, maybe set up little vendors down the street and things like that back on Bayard and the Bayside. I mean, I think it's an event that's going to continue to expand and take over that whole weekend, which is great.
Well, as far as I know, we've never had much of any problem other than people complain that you're blocking the highway, and I timed it one time. They said, "Oh, it blocks the highway for a half hour," and I timed it.
That's a bull run.
I'm sorry, yeah, and you know, it was a total out and back, total blocking the highway of 2 minutes.
Yeah,
and what really blocks the highway is the gaping.
Say what?
The gaping. Mm-hmm. People come by through town and say, "I don't know what's going on there." They stop and they slow.
And then another time I checked when, you know, back in the time when people were still complaining that you were blocking the highway, the traffic before the event, long before the event, was already backed up to 5 points.
Yeah.
And they were saying that you were stopping, you know. I said, no. I said, if it was, I'd be honest and say it, but you're not.
It's backed up a lot of weekends in July, but I'd say it 5 years ago. It was DelDOT wasn't, you know, involved, and now Pete Schwarzkopf's gotten DelDOT and Jerry.
Right.
It's so great with DelDOT that they do things like they're sitting there themselves in person. You see them out on the street with their vest. He's got a remote control timing the lights, and they're running 14-minute cycles on the lights to really get people. So that's, we're almost getting better traffic,
right.
Not better traffic, but better service because they're here in person making sure everything's perfect that day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think that has a little bit to do with so many legislators are here that day. John Carney's on his calendar to be here that day. And I mean, it's stressful for me when you have guys like that that want to be here that day, but it's kind of fun as well to see that they recognize it as a fun event. And they just like to be, you know, it's Dewey. We like to show off Dewey in a good light. And when people are having fun, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
With the breast cancer event, are there any ways we can help with parking, like busing people in or something? Because, I mean, it's getting really big. And
you know, everyone, the Lions Club, Highway 1, everybody's nice enough to give us their lots that day. Most of those businesses are closed.
Okay.
And I don't think it's a big issue because people are coming from every, you know, the rainy days. We coordinate the weather. I think we got two hurricanes in a row. That's the hard thing. But
yeah.
I don't think there's anything. What we did, which I thought worked well, state police don't want to work part-time jobs for an hour and a half to work a race. You know, it's drive all the way down here in traffic.
Right.
So I've hired them all for 3 to 4 hours. And we have two or three that stay 6 hours for the whole event. But I've made every one of them say, "I want you to come have lunch. We're the streets, and I want you to take over the streets of Dewey and work as crossing guards as soon as this event's over." So they do that now. They come at 10 o'clock in the morning and stay till 2. Because there's so many families and kids in this thing that are walking all over, that it helps get the kids walking down the street. I worry about Bellevue Street and Dagsworthy with people running across to get to their cars because people are parked everywhere.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was great to see. I think the realtors are starting to see people get houses. I know the Hyatt was jam-packed for that event, so there are people are spreading out throughout town. That's what we care about, because we do a really, really good job trying to feed everyone. When you're feeding 2,500 people, you can't feed 2,500 people with 6 lanes of barbecue. I mean, people are going to, I'm sure, Woody's and Hammerheads, and every place that's open is getting plenty of business that day. I would hope, and I would think.
Any questions from commissioners? Any other than no? Already? I don't either. Then let's ask for money. If you'll sit down for a minute, then we'll ask for. Are there any people that would like to speak for the event?
Oh, good.
If you want to speak for the event, come up and speak.
I'm in full support of it.
And it's heading over to Woody's, too.
I think it's good for the whole town, all the events.
You're still tired from the weekend, aren't you?
It's a pretty
back, leaning back like he's going to fall asleep after. Anybody else who wants to speak for the event?
I think it's more that new puppy.
Huh?
I think it's more his new puppy wearing about to wear.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to speak against the expansion of premises?
Marsha.
Hearing none, I think we can.
You forgot to mention that.
I guess then we can close the public hearing, right? public hearing is hereby closed then. And we'll go on to the main agenda. The main agenda is discuss and possibly vote to approve Starboard application for temporary expansion of premises for Starboard opening weekend, running on March 16th, Running of the Bull on June 24th, and Dewey Goes Pink on October 7th. Is there any discussion among the commissioners?
I'd just like to say I think Hunter's done a wonderful job of working with the town to get, particularly Running the Bull under control. And I think you've done a lot in terms of having monitors on the streets and taking care of the litter and the traffic, so I appreciate that. And I appreciate the change to June and hope that works out.
Yeah. All good events.
Yeah. And you know, if you read the application, the permit request, it answers a lot of the questions that you know people have in mind, and it shows that the town, Mark, and the people that work at Town Hall and the businesses are working well together to solve any potential problems. So, all right, I'll accept a motion to.
It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve all three events.
Second.
Motion has been properly moved and seconded to approve all three events. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any against? Any abstentions? Unanimous. Other than that, I don't believe we have any other items on the agenda, so we can't talk about anything, even if we wanted to right now. So,
make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? Any abstentions? Unanimous. Thank you.
All right.
That just brought your average town meeting from 4.5 hours down.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. Just have a meeting once in a while that lasts 15 minutes to change the audience, right?
And there's plenty of stuff in the back if you want to.